Big Horns Down, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Got a press release from Mike Demick, Idaho Fish and Game Information Supervisor, saying the two bighorns had to be euthanized after contacting domestic sheep.
Usually what happens is when we get reports of bighorn sheep that are commingling with domestic sheep, in our bighorn sheep management plan, it's been set up that we will have to collect those sheep and try to determine if they transmitting the disease back and forth. So that's been set up for 7 or 8 years. Anytime those sheep commingle, we have to investigate in a timely manner. And what we try to do this time is we try to actually collect those sheep, dart them, and then put transmitters on them, collect a bunch of biological data from those sheep. But that didn't work this time. Basically, we tried several times to dart those sheep. We couldn't do it. So the decision was made to basically take out those sheep. We always hate when it happens, but this case, I think, you know, I don't know for sure, but we've done it, a couple times in the last probably 10 or 15 years, I would guess. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, we take it very serious and we try to do it as quick as we can to hopefully prevent the transmission of those diseases from getting spread to other wild sheep.
This all happened in Challis, Idaho. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.